The Harvard Art Museums are preparing for the public's long-awaited return this Sunday after an ambitious 6-year renovation. Museum Director Tom Lentz oversaw the project.
We didn't simply add a wing to the old building. We literally took everything apart and put it back together again.
Lentz reflected on the project while admiring the masterpieces in the new gallery by artists including Matisse, Cézanne, Degas, Van Gogh, Picasso, and more. The works, like all those at the museums, were removed during construction. And as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, conservators discovered some hidden secrets.
With a slightly dramatic flourish, curator Stefan Woldehogen removes a large swath of protective paper from a loaned red chalk drawing by Renoir. It's hanging near the Wertheim Gallery's entrance. Woldehogen heads the Harvard Art Museum's Division of European and American Art, and he's giddy that this new space allows for light-sensitive works like this to be displayed safely. But the museum's rehab has also given conservators and curators like Woldehogen the rare chance to rethink and rediscover the museum's holdings, including one of its most important collections. Maurice Wertheim, a big-time New York banker, donated his 43 pieces in 1950.
And his stipulation in this generous gift to Harvard was that his collection remain together.
And be displayed together. Wertheim's trove is made up of works by a slew of Impressionist and Post-Impressionist heavy hitters. There's Manet's Skating, double-sided Picasso, Van Gogh's Self-Portrait, and his three pairs of shoes, which is one of curator Elizabeth Rudy's favorites. Because of the renovation, she says the work is even more intriguing.
Well, this has been a really exciting moment because my colleagues and I have been able to really take a close and focused look at all of these objects.
Rudy has been working with conservators to study the Wertheim collection. They x-rayed, analyzed, and researched every object. Conservator Terry Henzik says it's kind of like sleuthing because a few of them, including the Van Gogh, have double identities.
This painting actually is painted over a vase of flowers.
Henzik says the conservation team has known for a long time that three pairs of shoes is a hidden or double painting, but new x-rays and digital imaging technology have provided a clearer picture of the different flowers and colors underneath the black boots on the surface. Henzik's peer Kate Smith says it was like a gift to be given the time to learn more about Van Gogh.
When we looked through the microscope, anywhere there was a gap in the surface layer of paint that depicts the shoes, you could get tiny glimpses, microscopic glimpses of the colors below that never correspond to the shoes because it's an entirely different palette, an entirely different composition. It's a little glimpse into what he was up to, and it just feels like a secret.
Well, they'll be sharing a bunch of secrets with the public once the museums reopen and launch digital art and science tours online. The behind-the-scenes work conservators do can seem kind of mysterious, and as it turns out, there are more than one hidden paintings in the Wertheim collection, including Picasso's bright blue Mother and Child. Here is Terry Henzik again.
Discovering something underneath a painting is kind of like discovering suddenly that, you know, your house is built over some kind of archaeological find or something. You don't see it, but you see evidence. In the case of the Picasso, you can look at it from down below and you start to see sort of the arc of some eyebrows.
The eyebrows belong to Picasso's friend, poet Max Jacob. This painting was first x-rayed in the 1970s, and Henzik relished the chance to dig deeper. But one of the works in the Wertheim collection had never been x-rayed before, and it surprised the conservators. Gauguin's Poème Babars depicts a Tahitian angel with a monkey on the surface. Terry Henzik compares the unexpected discovery of what lies beneath to playing Where's Waldo?
It wasn't until we layered it digitally and could look at the image back and forth between the visual image and the x-ray enough that we started to see evidence of a landscape. And then I think I saw a head, and Kate said, "Oh, that looks like a horse's head." And we started looking further, and we saw a whole landscape with two riders underneath.
It's always an exciting moment.
Again, curator Stefan Woldehogen.
I mean, it's just always, pick up the phone and someone says, run upstairs. We think we've seen something.
Wolnohojan says these discoveries always raise questions about why artists paint over their work. In the case of Picasso, he probably couldn't afford new materials. It could also be that the hidden work didn't sell. And the curator says people can be fickle.
Even portraits often get new heads. There are various reasons, and each one really tells a marvelously different tale, as this Gauguin will certainly do.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.